Hello everybody, it's MrTall23 back in their video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. In this video, I'm going to be talking about the judgment of death and hell. We believe that the punishment for our sins is death, in which one who dies is brought down into a fiery place of torment known as hell, and that also one day all those who are in hell, who have died in their sins, shall also face what is called the second death, also known as the lake of fire. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it is written, "For the wages of sin is death." Now, a wage is something which we earn. It's a payment for the things which we have done. As a result of our wickedness, the only thing that we are worthy of is death. That is what we deserve for our sins. Now, this is not only talking about physical death, but the scriptures teach that there is also a death of the soul and not just a death of the body. As it's written in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." In fact, the moment that we first sinned in our life, we had already died. Remember that the Lord said unto Adam that he would die in the day that he ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. That was indeed correct. As soon as Adam disobeyed God, his soul died, and he was condemned already for his sins. It is written in Romans chapter 7, verse 9 to 11, "For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me." Even though Paul was still alive in the flesh, he was alive in his physical body on this earth, inwardly he had already died the moment that he first sinned. The weakness of our flesh causes us to give in to our sins and slays us. Already all of mankind is condemned to death because of their transgression of the laws of the perfect and holy God. As it's written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead." For all in the world are already dead in their trespasses and sins. When somebody sins the first time in their life, their soul has already died. As explained in the last video, all have sinned, and there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Everybody's a sinner, and therefore everybody is inwardly dead. Therefore, when the body dies, the soul, already being dead, descends into a place which is known in the Bible as hell. Now notice the following scripture, which is a prophecy of the final judgment, in Revelation chapter 20, verse 13. It says, "And the sea gave up the dead which are in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to his works." So note that at this point, it is stated that the dead are in a place called death and hell, and that they are delivered out of that place at the final judgment. This is because as soon as a person dies without Christ, prior to the final judgment, they descend into a place known as hell. Hell is the abode of those who are dead, both physically and spiritually. Jesus spoke about a man who went to hell and described it as a place of fire and torment. In Luke chapter 16, verse 22 to 25, Jesus said, "And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented." Notice the details which Christ mentions here. As soon as the rich man died, the very next statement is that he lift up his eyes in hell as he was in torments. This rich man says in verse 24 that the torment is a torment of flame. In fire, the dead are punished for their sins in this place known as hell. All who die in their sins will one day face this place of torment known as hell in flames of fire. Then at the end of time, as recorded in the book of Revelation, the dead will one day be delivered out of hell. However, the punishment has not ended. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 14 to 15, it is written, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." It goes into even more detail about this place in the very next chapter, stating in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." No matter what sin it is, all sins are enough to condemn us to hell and eventually this place called the lake of fire. It's taught in the scriptures that whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point is guilty of all. All transgression of God's law is sin, and sin itself is what slays us and brings us down to hell. Therefore, all the world is naturally on their way to hell, and eventually the lake of fire, which is called the second death. In this place they will burn forever and ever, as it's written in Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 to 11. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." Now Jesus said in the time of the end, he would say unto the unsaved in Matthew 25, verse 41, "Then shall I say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." The fire and brimstone within the lake of fire is not temporary. It's everlasting, meaning it does not end, but lasts forever. In the same passage which I just read, in verse 46, Jesus calls it everlasting punishment. The punishment for our sins is hell in the lake of fire. Everlasting means something which does not end. So the punishment in the lake of fire never ends. These people will be in this place forever and ever. This is the eventual fate of all of the world who remain in their sins. And everybody's a sinner, and everybody is dead as a punishment for their sins. This is what the Bible teaches. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.